And it's 8:49 on AM 580 and time for the pre-opening commodity market report. Here with that is AM 580 Ag Director Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom. And good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. economy contracted at a surprisingly sharp 6.1% rate in the first quarter as exports and business inventories plummeted. The drop was much steeper than the 4.9% annual rate expected by economists and followed a 6.3% decline in the fourth quarter. The data came as the Federal Reserve resumed a regular two-day meeting today. Business inventories plunged by a record $103.7 billion in the first quarter as firms worked to reduce stocks of unsold goods in their warehouses. However, there were some bright spots in the report. Consumer spending, which accounts for over two-thirds of U.S. economic activity, rose 2.2%, boosted by a 9.4% jump in purchases of durable goods. Burger King reported today a higher quarterly profit as a lower tax rate and cost controls helped the world's number two hamburger chain offset the impact of March weakness. Net income rose to $47 million, or 34 cents a share, from $41 million, or 30 cents per share a year earlier. For fiscal year 2009, Burger King expects adjusted earnings to be in the range of $1.39 a share to $1.42 a share, down from its prior outlook of $1.44 to $1.49. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 81.15 is up 98 points. The NASDAQ at 1695 is up 21. The S&P 500 at 865 is up almost 11 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, it looks to me like field work should slow down on the balance of the week for a pretty significant part of the Corn Belt.
Well, Dave, if there are any areas of the Corn Belt that will see activity, it'll be north and west, and even there they're going to have some precipitation and cool temperatures. Just not a good scenario. I don't have a whole lot of good news as far as precipitation for Illinois or Indiana. In fact, more flooding is expected. River basins and low-lying areas already just saturated, and more rain to come over the next couple days. The precipitation could be heavy in some areas over the next 24 to 36 hours, and after that it does look like we will have weaker systems coming in at pretty regular intervals. Right now there is an indication that we may have dry but cooler weather for the weekend and into early next week across a good portion of Illinois and Indiana. But again, computer models are indicating a return of precipitation towards the middle of next week. And the 16-day computer model for the Champaign-Urbana area I was looking at specifically, and over the course of the next, 16 days, they had more than 5 inches of rain falling. And if that does indeed verify, that is just not good for getting into the fields. There may, again, some northern sections of in the western Corn Belt may see some activity this weekend. Northern parts of the eastern Corn Belt into early next week before another series of disturbances pushes across the region. So more wet weather and temperatures will remain above crop-threatening levels for at least the next 10 days. There may be a little bit of frost or even some light freezes in the northwestern Corn Belt this weekend. But the only impact to summer crops would be burning back new vegetative development. And again, that's not going to pose major problems, just not a lot of crop in the ground yet. The Plain States snow continues across the western half of Montana. Widespread showers and thunderstorms affecting the remainder of the region. Precipitation is starting to slow or halt field work. Moisture is generally beneficial for winter grains and emerging summer crops, but again, some wet fields there. And I was looking at the water watch across the country, and still much above normal to high water rates in the streams and rivers across the Dakotas and through eastern Montana and the northeast corner of Wyoming. And then you take an area all the way from the lower peninsula of Michigan, just about the entire lower peninsula, especially the southern half, in through northern Indiana, just about all of Illinois, eastern Iowa. Take that track all the way down towards the panhandle of Oklahoma, and rivers and streams are much above normal, and in many locations they are considered high. So again, just saturated soils with more rain on the way. Outside the U.S., there are some areas that actually have had some decent developments as far as weather. That would be in South Africa, where a few showers may pop up at time to time, but resulting rainfall will not be very great. A new storm system should impact the nation this weekend and early next week. Rainfall will rarely surpass a half inch any day, with the interruptions to fieldwork being brief. Showers most welcome to the winter grain areas and planting under some time. Planting weather is almost ideal in eastern China and across much of eastern Europe and the southwestern areas of the Commonwealth of Independent States. But again, more wet and cool conditions for the Midwest, for the Corn Belt, and we're going to just have to see if we can't develop some dry and milder weather over the next week or so. That's your look at the agricultural weather. I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 568 and a half, up 3 and a half last trade, up 8. July, 572 and a half, up a half, last trade up 6 and a half. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 510, down a half, last trade up 6 and a quarter. July, 522 unchanged, last trade up 3 and 3 quarters. December, 570 down 1 and a quarter, last trade up 7 and 3 quarters. May corn, 375 unchanged, last trade up 3 and a quarter. July opened at 384, up a half, last trade up 3 and a quarter. December, 404 and three quarters, up a half, last trade up 3. July of 2010, 433 and a half, up a half, last trade up a half. May beans opened at 990, up a half, last trade up 14 and three quarters. July, 983 unchanged, last trade up 13 and a half. November, $9 unchanged, last trade up 14 and three quarters. July of 2010, 923 and three quarters, up 13 and three quarters, last trade up 13 and a half. May soybean meal opened at 311.80, down 10, last trade up 460. May soybean oil opened at 34.78, down 12, last trade up 45. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like we've wrung all the concern about swine flu out of the market, at least in the short term.
Yeah, and I'm sure as you've heard on the radio, other places, wires, whatever, we're trying to change the name, Dave. We're going away from swine flu to the North American influenza to try to cure the nervousness that the world seems to be suffering. But you're right, we have kind of worked through it. The concerns seem to be fading back, stock market up over 100 points, and looks like we're going to have a good day in the commodity market.
Yeah, it's all about the weather in the short term, it looks like to me. And interestingly enough, corn looks like it may be ready for a surge higher.
I think so, and deservedly so, Dave. I was looking at the progress reports, and obviously, you know, I'm sure that's been a topic here the last couple of days of how slow the Eastern Corn Belt is that your listeners have been hearing and seeing. Well, you know, if you look at the next couple of weeks, and last year we caught up pretty quickly. At the end of April, we were below 10% planted in the Eastern Corn Belt, and by the middle of May, we were over 60% planted in the Eastern Corn Belt. With the rains that Mike talked about just before we got on here, I mean, you're looking at guys around here not getting to the field till the end of next week. So getting to that 60% or more area by the middle of May is going to be tough. And although there's not a ton of nervousness right now, I think you should be aware that there could be some switching if we don't miss any of these rains.
What would a settlement above 409 and three quarters the December basis be worth to the upside, in your opinion?
I think that probably gets us right back into that 430, 435 area, Dave. And for those that didn't sell that area the last time we were there, we've been there twice in the last couple months, need to look at doing that, getting yourself to at least 30 to 40% sold in the corn market with the ultimate shot of maybe returning to that January high of 470. 70, especially if this wet weather continues and allows the corn to rally. And on the same side, if those things are happening, look for beans to struggle, even with tight nearby stocks. If we're going to even start remotely talking about switching acres here in about 3 or 4 weeks, bean market is going to struggle to rally.
Yeah, that bean market has been seeing an unwinding of the spread. It actually was down around 80 yesterday.
Yeah, but look for that spread, to widen back out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that the old crop can stay pretty firm and the new crop continue to find weakness. Again, it's all tied to acres and stocks. So you're right, 80 cents coming back in, but don't be surprised. There's some talking $2 potential inverse there. I don't know if I see two, but a buck and a half seems pretty realistic if the acre switch comes along.
And I suppose we have to look at ending stocks. Now there's whispers at 110.
Yes, and don't be surprised. And it's all tied together, not only the ending stocks in soybeans driving us. I don't know that I'm going to see a double-digit number like a couple of people have talked about maybe, but the 110 to 130 area is certainly possible. But also you look at wheat. I mean, they're talking about Argentina not being an exporter of wheat this year, getting back to where they were, many, many moons ago as far as being an importer possibly. So the whole world situation is pretty tight in soybeans, pretty tight in wheat, and corn could get interesting if that acreage switch happens.
Thank you much, Ed.
You bet, Dave. Thank you.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.